The Pakistan People's Party, PPP, once a fierce critic of the Imran Khan-led Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, for claiming to be on the same page with the establishment, now finds itself in a rather awkward silence after its key ally in the ruling alliance not only admitted to the existence of a hybrid model, but appeared to wear the newfound power-sharing arrangement with the military as a badge of honor. The recent confession by Defense Minister Khawaja Asif, about what has long been an open secret, has laid bare an uncomfortable truth. The PMLN-led government is now openly conceding to operating under a power-sharing arrangement with the military. Asif not only just lifted the curtain but drew it wide open, calling the current setup exemplary. What raised more than a few eyebrows was Asif's thinly veiled dig at his own party leader Nawaz Sharif. He even went on to say that Sharif's failure to implement such a hybrid model in the 1990s led to his early political exits, twice. The remark effectively undercuts Nawaz Sharif's oft-repeated claim that he was shown the door for serving the country, making his once-defiant slogan Mujhe Kun Nikala, why was I removed? Ring hollow. The PPP, which once rode the moral high horse in its opposition to military interference in civilian rule, now seems to have bitten its tongue. Its leaders, who once fired on all cylinders against PTI's so-called hybrid rule, suddenly appear to be walking on eggshells. PPP chairman Bilawal Bhutto Zardari not only coined the term puppet PM for Imran Khan but later wore that verbal jab as a political trophy, priding in having popularized the phrase during the waning days of the PTI government. Ironically, the PPP, formerly the loudest critic of the hybrid model, now appears at a loss for words about a system they themselves are actively part of. When asked to comment on Khawaja Asif's remarks, Chaudhry Manzoor, a PPP leader from Punjab, deflected, saying the question should instead be directed to the PMLN. When it was pointed out that the PPP had been vocally critical of such arrangements in the past, and now that its ally has openly admitted to it, thus making PPP complicit, he responded, "Unfortunately, I have neither listened to the interview nor do I have any knowledge about it." Senior PPP leader Kamar Zaman Kara, when approached for comment, questioned whether anything Khawaja Asif said was actually new. "Wasn't this known to everyone all along?" he asked. When queried whether the PPP was now comfortable being part of a hybrid model, Kara said he could not speak on behalf of the party and would need to consult the leadership to clarify their position. He also dodged the question regarding the PPP's historical criticism of hybrid arrangements, saying that only the party could take an official stance. Attempts to reach the party's information secretary Nadeem Afzal Chan and PPP leader from Sindh, Shasi Amari, for comments were unsuccessful.